Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, why was Antonin Scalia such a powerful and revered figure in the Supreme Court?
It was not just that he was a key conservative vote on the court that gave that made up one of the key voting blocks. It was also that he was really a brilliant legal mind. His decisions and his arguments helped rally other conservatives around him. And he had a really quite brilliant way of expressing himself in his opinions. He really led the his portion of the court forward throughout his decades on the bench.
Now, President Obama is going to nominate a few replacements. What are some of the names that you think should be on the top of his list?
I mean, the key name that everyone is talking about is a gentleman by the name of Sri Srinivasan. He is an Indian American. He migrated at a very young age to Kansas with his family, and he would be the first Hindu on the court. He is immensely qualified, and because he's mostly been a litigator through his career, he doesn't have a huge track record of making extreme left-wing opinions, which theoretically should help him be a consensus pick in the Senate. What also helps him is that he had previously been confirmed by the Senate for a lower court position, 97 votes to nothing. It would be very hard for the Senate to say, we liked this guy a few years ago, but now we find him completely unacceptable.
97-0, wow. Now, there is quite a process the nominee will have to go through. What does this process involve, and how likely is it that the Senate is going to confirm the nomination?
It's a very grueling process. Because these are lifetime appointments, everyone involved wants to be sure that they know exactly how this nominee is going to turn out and behave over the decades to come. So they will be subject to a barrage of questioning in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and if they are approved there, will have their name put forward to be voted on by the entire Senate. Because the Senate is dominated by Republicans at the moment, who have 54 of the 100 votes, there is a strong incentive for them not to permit Barack Obama's choice, whoever it is, to go forward. Key senators have already said that they would like to see the next president, who they're well aware might be a Republican, make the pick instead of Obama.
Republican presidential candidate and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will oppose any Obama nomination in an election year, just straight up. Why are they so desperate to have their own justice on the Supreme Court?
Because the court is so split at the moment between left-wing justices and right-wing justices. Of the 9 members, including Scalia, there were 4 liberal ones, 4 conservative ones, and a swing vote in Anthony Kennedy. If Obama can nominate a more left-wing justice, or even a moderate justice, it really pushes the opinions of the court in a leftward direction in a way that has not been the case over the past few decades. And that's since the court is the final arbiter on all U.S. law and the constitutionality of it, this means that rules around carbon, rules around abortion, rules around government regulation and health care will be ruled on completely differently by a left-wing court than they would by a court with a judge who was more like Scalia.
And just finally, it is, as we know, an election year. How will the battle for the Supreme Court shape this year in the presidential and Senate race for the White House?
It's really important for presidents to nominate Supreme Court justices, and folks often forget that. Voters all across America are going to remember that when they go to the polls this November, not just voting for a president, they're voting for the person who will make the next 2 or 3 Supreme Court picks, because a lot of these people are old. They may decide to retire in the next 4 to 8 years, and that is if they did not pass away as Scalia did. voters will be looking to put in place someone who will reflect not just their concern for the immediate future, but for America in many decades to come.
Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.